It's 7 o'clock. We'll call this meeting to order and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Coke?
Here.
Colosimo?
Present.
Cott?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis? Teeling?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Okay, do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? No? Okay. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Colosimo?
Nay.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, there's no presentations and no public hearings. Citizens' comments. I know there's people here. Okay. And there's people here that want to make comments on what's not on the agenda, so I was going to allow it. I don't think anybody has an issue with that. Okay.
Thank you for the waiver. I understand that sometimes you get bombarded with people that want to talk about things. Part of the local nature of the city of Yorkville. The citizens that will be speaking are directly affected and they're Yorkville citizens. So I'm going to hand out a couple of these this information. This is, I don't know how many of you have these, I'm going to have 4 of these, so you'll have to share them. Anyway, Mrs. Kirsch would like to start first and then I'll follow up on her and then these residents of the City Center apartment complex would like to speak also.
Can I sign the name too, please,
yeah,
for the record? Because
someone's going to go up again.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, can you just sign your name?
Pardon?
Can you just sign your name on the...
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Thanks.
No, she did on the...
I'm the one speaking.
No, there's
one
up there. There's another place to sign for to do for home. And so
She told me all this, and then she had a caseworker that told her to go to the environmental services. And after taking pictures that we did, they said it looked like it would be a very serious case. In fact, that it is a black hole. That all of the belongings that she worked so hard to get would have to be thrown out and discarded. I want to speed this along. So I went to an apartment, smoked beer, gas mask, took pictures, just to make sure that it was just hearsay. And I also then called the city building and zoning, where there's no code against one. I was told they called the health department, and they went the same route that Rachel did. So I'm here on my knees at home praying about this. Why isn't there any help for murder victims? And I said, Bart Olson, who is the jail, listened to the story, and he said, I'll see what I can do. At that time, Rachel was at my house that evening, and she had put some four children in order to let them hold, and he said, just wash it with Clorox. And the phone rang, and her, she on the owner of the building, her manager, called, and I said I would call him there because she's all upset. She's looking at him to throw out everything she's worked for thus far. And so I called Jim, and I said, Jim, I'm in the secretary. She said, why are you calling me? And I told him that exactly what I told you. And he said, it's none of your business. I appreciate it. You just let Rachel handle it. And he said, I want to meet with Rachel at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Can you see that that happens? And I said, yes, I would, because Rachel's having trouble with her phone. I then went to 6 o'clock that night, the next night, to meet with Jim, / maintenance man. I just wanted to introduce myself to let him know that I wasn't trying to cause any trouble, that I can show my life. This is my hometown. And he again met me at the dumpster van and said, I thought I told you I didn't want you involved. And I shook his hand and I said, I just wanted to tell you, meet you face to face, just tell you who I am and what this is about. I'm not a troublemaker, but you got a serious issue here. I told him some other people had talked to me there, about one on the floor. He said there was no one on the floor. He didn't know about any water on the floor. It's coming out through the concrete. I took pictures of mold going under couches, spores, and it goes on and on. But I'm just here to tell you that we have a serious problem here when we have a 30-unit apartment building. In all due respect, I'm a landlord as well, as I told Jim. And what do you do? Because this is a serious issue, and Rachel is very ill. My husband has taken her to a toxicologist, where she has been tested. She has lesions all over her body. She has interstitial lung disease. She has, more than that, a fungal thing in her nose. Her child's breathing on her arms. There's babies that get people with bloody noses in the apartment. Menstrual periods twice a month for young kids. All of the symptoms from bad mold. And it's nothing. And so I had to talk to Bart. I talked to Amal. Most respected Amal. And we talked about having an independent environmentalist with no, an unbiased person for this whole situation. So Jim hired somebody, and this is where Dan and I backed off. I don't have any assistant myself. I'm not the boy in the boat. I infused 50,000 people's antibodies in the every week, and I don't belong in a place like that. So I went there at the apartments the night last Friday when he was going to have a scientist come and test for the mold. And the health department, Steve was there, and also Pete Ramos. They didn't go in, they shook his hand and assumed that this guy was. I didn't do what we allowed to have the respect as the owner of the building to have, as he was going to hire a qualified scientist, which from my understanding only took air samples and put this kind of problem. It's not enough. The doctors are waiting for Rachel to get the report of what kind of mold it is so she can be treated. And it's really bad there. And I think there's other people that want to speak. I just want to come and tell you that we have a very serious problem. And not only that, we're possibly, if it is bad mold, the environmentalists that the caseworkers in the health department gave Rachel, environmentalists said that if it is that kind of mold, like I said, everybody will have to be looked out and everything thrown away. To possible families, children, pets. Rachel's dogs are being dipped because they have fungal infections on their paws. So I'm just here to plead to you, as a God-fearing woman and a good Samaritan, that we're just going to turn a blind eye to this problem and just say, well, there's no hope. We can make a difference. And I don't know how that's going to be. I don't know, Jim, what, you know, the answer is for you. Like I said, I'm only going to work myself. But we need to make a difference here in Yorkville. And it's research on how we can, you know, have some check and balances and accountability for landlords and for tenants. Maybe a separate unit that we can all come together and where the tenants would have a complaint, you know, about their apartment, I don't know. That's not my forte, but I'm just here to speak to all of you. I know most of you here, and I've heard a lot about you, and I have a lot of respect for all of you. So I just want to say thanks for doing it this time, and I appreciate it. Any other questions? Anybody have any questions?
Thank you for this opportunity to speak. I was totally unaware of this whole problem in the City Center apartment complex. It was a red flag for me when Mr. Mark Bean asked Becky to leave the premises, and she was there to advocate for Rachel and to talk to me.
Oh, that's right. I did call Todd Gilmeyer to get involved. I'm sorry.
And so upon that, going over there and checking it out, interviewing a few people, it was every indication to me that there wasn't a problem. So I took my camera too, went over there, documented it. Six tenants filed written complaints. They're on file here in this city. BART has them. County Health Department also has them. Four units were inspected. That's disclosed in your inspection report that I gave you a copy of. Your city inspector, Pete Rados, was supposed to inspect more than four, but that's all he can take. He had protective gear on and was basically overcome and could not continue. If you'll ask him, he'll probably tell you that his eyes bothered him for well over the weekend. This was a Friday inspection, and it was well into the early part of the week that his eyes finally cleared up, and they were very irritated and it bothered him distressfully the entire weekend. So he's an unbiased person. I can tell you my first experience was after seeing Rachel's apartment. The next door neighbor had a young daughter that was probably a month, a year and a half old, and an older sibling. Those two girls were, that was their room I was in. There was a kind of a heavy draping over the window, and I pulled the draping back, and as soon as I did, I was overcome, and basically had to go outside and almost puke. I had a headache. That night, I had tightness in my chest. and my eyes were irritated too. I wrote an email to Bart, and I compared it to, like, when I was a kid, I helped somebody in the rendering business. We had to go out and recover a dead, full-grown cow that had been in the sun in the pasture about 5 days. And that's about how my body acted. I mean, it was violently sick because, and it wasn't the smell. I didn't, just other than the musty smell, that was, it was something that was agitating my body. That said, I documented the complaint. I sent it to Bart. I can't be more thrilled and happy with the response from the city and your people. Your city police were out there on Friday for a mold inspection. So, you know, the city's response has been immediate, swift, and very good and thorough. Along with the Kendall County Health Department, which that last page is a synopsis of five other reports. It's a narrative. Those other four pages are about the back and forth and working together in contact between the city building zoning, or building safety and zoning department, and the Kendall County Health Department. So there is a problem over there. It turns out that there's very little expertise or wisdom on this subject because you've never had to deal with it before. Neither has the health department. Okay? And so everybody's trying to get up to speed and learn about this mold situation and how it's affecting people, and not only that, but what can we do about it to address the problem. In Pete's report, he basically says is that those buildings were designed fine when they were built 60 or 70 years ago, but the codes have changed. There's one common attic space for the entire building unit. Your new construction rules basically have partitioning or firewalls in between each adjoining unit for shared walls. That's not the case over there. Again, it's one common attic space. The bathroom vents, or I don't want to use the term fart fan, please forgive me, but in the bathroom you turn it on.
Exhaust.
Thank you. Thank you, Carlo. The exhaust fan in the bathroom vents right into the common attic space. That's a dark, moist, warm area that is conducive to mold. And nobody wants to talk about it up there in the ceiling, and the landlord has not really addressed that issue or wanted to test up there or in the walls. And from the pictures I've taken, it looks like it's coming out of the walls. There's a curious, whatever, plastering on the walls. It has no interior decorational concept or geometric, you go around straight lines or anything like that. It looks like it was put on there to encase or encrust that the mold. And I don't know how long it's been going on, but another curious thing to me is that the landlord has decided to bring in a new office building. That's Rachel's in the E building, and that's where the old office building was for the city center apartment complex. And now it's in a separate building on site that basically doesn't have a foundation, that sits in the parking lot. And it's curious to me why that building was brought in when the landlord's office was in the exact same building that hers is in, that the mold's been discovered in, and why the landlord does not want his office in that E building anymore. So there's a part of me that says that he knows what's going on, but he doesn't want to have to be exposed to it himself while he's there. So he's brought in and built his own office separate from that building where his old office was. So I have many, many concerns about how we're going to address this problem and how it's going to correct it. Pete's indicated that basically there's a redesign that's going to have to be, correction made and adequate and new ventilation installed in those units with a lot of remediation once they discover the extent and massiveness of the mold problem is there. So I'll finish with that, and I would indulge you a little bit more and let the tenants who are actually living over there speak, and if he wants to speak too, he's welcome to. And I would encourage you to.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I stay in 112 East Schoolhouse Road, apartment E6. My daughter, Eden, is in the verbal dress there. Haven't done this before, so I'm just going to start. If you wouldn't mind, if I could just show you some of the things that I've kind of suffered over several months of being in my apartment. If that's okay, if I could show each one of you with my skin.
Well, Madam Chair, I don't think this is an appropriate place to be that kind of a demonstration.
But it's a reality, and I want to share it with you guys.
And we understand that. So I think if you want to stay after the meeting, and any of the aldermen or alderwomen would care to do that, that you have, are kindly offering that. But please, the purpose of this is to allow you to make comments to the city council, so please proceed.
Okay. There are some days where I wake up and I'm thinking, is today the day I'm going to die? Because it's exactly how I feel. My daughter is experiencing irregular periods. She's 12. She has migraines. She has a skin rash on her body. When she went to clean her room, she immediately came out and said, Mom, I'm itchy all over. She had large welts. Hives on her arms. I took pictures. My daughter is very shy when it comes to those things, and she doesn't really get ill very well, very much, but she said that her nose was running, her eyes were running. To go back a little bit, my daughter had experienced when she was running in the gym, the nurse would call me repeatedly every day. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. But they told me that my daughter was running the gym class, and that she couldn't breathe, and she tasted blood in her mouth. This is documented at the Yorkville Middle School, or the elementary school, I'm sorry. My daughter has been taking care of me on days I can't even get out of bed. I have a job, but I don't know how much longer I'll have the job, because I'm so sick all the time. I've been hospitalized several different times. I've had bacterial infections in my leg. I've been hospitalized for 7 days. At a time, 3 different occasions, I've had a leg stroke. I have rashes uncontrollably that my doctors don't know how to treat. Nothing seems to work. My daughter also just recently has been suffering nosebleeds the last couple days, ever since the scientists came in on Friday evening. I also, too, have very large, I don't even know how to describe them. I think they're going to be turning into lesions on my legs. They're very painful and very swollen. I made an appointment for my daughter to see the toxicologist, which will happen next Tuesday. I lost a baby last February. I was about 3 months pregnant. I went to the hospital because I had no idea what was going on. I knew that there was something wrong with my body before that. They told me that I was pregnant and I was having a miscarriage. I never had a miscarriage. I have 3 very beautiful children that are grown. And I was kind of shocked. And I had to have surgery the year after because I had an incomplete miscarriage. Ever since then, I've been experiencing these symptoms: muscle aches, bone aches, chills, fevers, chronic fatigue, weakness, nausea, bacterial infections in my leg. I had a mini stroke, I have rashes, lesions on my arms, my stomach, my back, and my legs. Eye infections, burning in my lungs, irregular periods. Sometimes I bleed an entire month. My eyes water and burn all the time, and weakness, my eyes are swollen. I have hair loss. I've lost quite a bit of hair. But my hair right here, quite a bit of it's fallen out. I have pictures of clumps of my hair coming out. Severe inflammation. I just had a blood test and they told me that my inflammation rate is very high, which is, when it's high, it causes tissue damage. I may possibly have an ear infection, and I also have an infection of my sinuses, which will require a specialist, an ear, throat, nose doctor. I have head pressures in my head so uncontrollably that I've gone to the hospital twice within the last couple of weeks. And my doctors then discovered the infection in my sinuses and didn't know what else to do. My migraines are so severe that I have to call in to work because I can't even stand. My daughter, I'm very concerned about her health and her well-being. Is she going to be able to have children and live a full life as she gets older? As I've been learning, mold is very dangerous, and it could possibly kill you if you're in there long enough with the exposure. This was very difficult for me to do today because I usually don't like to cause any problems, but unfortunately the health of myself and my daughter and several families in the community are sick. And unfortunately when Jim came into my apartment the day that he was there, Jim told me that the mold that was in there was dirt, that he had no other complaints of mold. Come to find out, my neighbors all complained about mold in their apartments. He proceeded to put his hand on the window and sway the mold. That afternoon after he left, I felt like I was the cause, that I was, because I was able to keep my house clean, per se, as he was in his thought process. Well, you have a lot of stuff in here. Well, yeah, I'm trying to get out of here. So, yeah, I do have a lot of boxes in here. I didn't feel like, in this whole process, he doesn't even care. Because if you cared about your tenants, you would have addressed it a long time ago. And pretty much that's all I really have to say. I know there's some other tenants that would like to speak as well. But again, I would like to show you my patients if anyone wanted to see them afterward. They're pretty severe.
So you just need to make keep it a little short.
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you.
And this is, I need to tell everyone one point. Barr Wilson is not here to give us a report on the status of it, but he should have a copy of the memo that I distributed today. The city staff has not backed off of pursuing the issue. Participating with the inspection, et cetera. At this time, there is no further information. I'm ensuring our returns from this conference. He will follow up and give us all as much information as he has available to him. But the City of Falls Center County Health Department is pursuing this issue. And we will keep you advised.
Essentially stay in our same unit for, I believe, 3 or 4 months. And until another unit became available in Unit D. We then moved over to that unit and now are experiencing essentially the same problems as described. So it's not unit specific, it's not building specific. As far as I'm concerned, it's throughout the property. And again, as the report that you have in hand is probably related to issues with common ceiling space, et cetera. I find that, as we have all kind of described health problems, I'm probably less susceptible, I would say, because I am an asthmatic, and I carry two inhalers. One is a preventative of a steroid, which I have to use twice a day, which I think certainly relieves my problem. I think asthma, has its degrees, but I'm being treated for such, and because of that, I'm probably not affected in the same fashion as others. I do find, however, that I do find myself being, having sometimes issues with short-term memory and forgetful. I do find myself to be lethargic, tired, etc. We do, we also have found in our first unit, and it's my fault, there's a hole in the wall, and you can smell a strong mold, which tells me that it's not surface mold. It's also interior to the structure of the building, so that's a key concern to me. In any case, I just simply want to state for the record, that we are as much concerned as anyone else, even though our relationship with management has been, a reasonably good relationship. We feel that it's a common health issue for all residents within the property. I think, at this point, I think that's probably all I want to state. Thank you so much for your time. Thank
you. Hi, my name is Ryan Saltzman. I actually work with my father. I wake up in the morning and I actually have really bad headaches, sinus pressure. Our dog actually had a problem for a while where she was coughing. She had really bad respiratory problems. It's just really weird. I wake up in the morning and it's just heavy on my chest. Sinuses, it's not sinus, but it's pressure. My mom is actually experiencing the same thing. And it's just getting worse and worse. So just wanted to say that everybody's getting sick. There's definitely a big problem. So thank you.
My name is Alyssa Bruckert. I live in E4 at City Center Apartments. I've been there for almost 5 years. There has been a continuing mold problem. I have asked numerous times about it, and I got told it was dirt. It was so bad in the bathroom that it covered the whole entire ceiling. He told me to clean it with bleach. So I attempted to clean it, and it just turned gray, and it took him 5 months to come and clean that. I have an 11-year-old daughter who is also suffering respiratory issues as well as I did, and I didn't put two and two together until recently. There's just, with everybody coming together, it makes a lot of sense.
Good evening.
Can you sign?
My name is Mike Mitchell. I live at 112 Schoolhouse Road, 7. Each of the residents in my apartment, my girlfriend and our two daughters, have had also adverse health effects demonstrated within the last year, and mine, interestingly enough, I've never in my life had allergies, and within the past year I've developed them. Allergy-like symptoms haven't been diagnosed yet, but I will seek medical attention in light of this issue. The symptoms are most severe in the morning when I wake up. And I work outside all day, and by midday, I'm feeling fine. Okay. Come home, go to bed, wake up, feel feel awful. Go outside, feel better. So it's not a pain fever or something. You know, I'm suffering from something that is a condition in our heart. And the reason I'm up here is because I'm afraid, I'm not a public speaker, you probably hear my voice trembling. But this issue makes me so mad because I don't trust the property management in our complex. I don't know what kind of attention they'll get to this problem. It's being forced upon them, so maybe they will, maybe they won't. But just to give an example of how I view them, they do have an office built. I think it might be occupied up to 10 hours a week by a property manager and or maintenance person. And that's giving a little extra credit. The address lettering on my apartment door fell off 6 weeks ago. Requires a screw. They've had it in their possession and been aware of it. And I haven't had that screw in, you know, for the letter E from East Side. So, I know I'm addressing you, but Jim's right there. I'm going to clean my head this way and say, you know, if we can, I would like to see a little more attention to the property from the ownership of the property, especially when it involves the health of the residents. Thank you.
All I'd say, I just wanted to say I went on a camping trip last week. I was out, you know, in the forest preserve, and I felt great the moment I got home and sleep again.
All right, well, thank you, Father. And I know that Barbara's been working on it, and we are working on it. I've been working, Christy. Our entire staff has been working on it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so since there's no other comments on adjustments, we can move on to minutes for correction and approval. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meetings of April 26, 2016, and May 10, 2016, as presented.
So
second.
Okay, any comments or questions? No? Okay.
Sorry.
I had no objection to any of the three. No. Should just take one, all three at once.
Just by title.
Okay, and I'm on the case number 1609-0151, Lisbon Road, and Kendall County case number 16-10-Roytown Ridge Golf Club LLC.
Anybody else have any objections or questions?
The third one is Roytown
Ridge. Roytown Ridge Golf Club.
No.
Okay. So there is no mayor's report, no public works committee report, no economic development committee report, no public safety committee report, that is city clerk's report?
No question.
City council report? No one here to give it. There was. Any additional business?
Well, just as an comment on the individual said today, I mean, I know that staff is following up, I mean, I think we should put that on the next public safety agenda to follow up, and we can maybe get a little more in-depth public safety than we could here in open forum to talk about it a little bit more in-depth and see if we can, based on the advice we get from staff, see what we can come up with.
The only problem, I think our next meeting is July, so it's going to be another...
Well, that was why I was suggesting maybe we could put it on admin since it is somewhat code-related. Maybe, and then it also, I mean, I think it could fit on pretty much any committee, but I think the soonest, yeah.
Whoever soonest.
And also, I mean, Pete attends the EDC meeting, so maybe it would be a good idea to be in EDC.
EDC will have Pete there.
Right. Yeah, EDC will have Pete.
So
well, is it the kind of work out for you? Like, so
what's the EDC? EDC
is the 7th, it's a Tuesday.
That's coming up.
That's the first, by the first chance, our next opportunity.
So as soon as possible.
Okay. So we might need a little reporter, so I will make myself available.
Okay. So, yeah.
Not just on the public safety issue. I was hoping staff could put something on our Facebook page about with summer coming up about swimming pool safety. And our requirements for our building code and that. Just to remind people, it's such a tragedy when something happens that we need to work out. I appreciate it.
In regards to fencing for
people?
Okay, yes. And just to tie that, I know in the winter we put out a list of all the warming centers in the county. And do we have any exhibit 86 according to my car? I think we have any cooling centers in the county. Let's put that out there for individuals.
The last is the reminder that the 27th is the electronic recycling throughout the state, so you can drop that off if you have a solid line. Get rid of your electronics. Appropriate.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Do we have any community liaison reports? No. Staff reports. Any citizens' comments on items on the agenda? Okay, so we need a motion to adjourn.